This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am right now just starting the program. Melody will be joining us in a minute. It is Friday, third day of February, 2023. We're so glad you're with us. And I do mean that. Melody's running a little bit late or something not quite right on the phone connection. So you listen to Financial Survival. A lot of hot news coming in, and I want to give my opinion on some of it, if you don't mind. I think you might find it interesting, and you might, you know, just trying to share things that I'm not, if I think of something and it seems kind of different than odd, I can't be the only one thinking that way. I know that. So that's why I just speak my mind, knowing that you all out there are listening, and I'm sure that you are, a lot of you think the same way I do. And I just want to just let you know that I'm just like you. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher living in the hills of West Virginia, nothing special, but we're doing our best. Expecting Melody to call anytime again, Financial Survival. Number to call to talk Melody is 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. And since she's not with us with the market reports, I guess I'll start with a little bit of news, if you don't mind. We got the place all to ourselves right now, so let's go ahead and do something, what do you say? And it's interesting, I was looking for news to report today, and the border situation was everywhere today. And of course, a little bit, we're going to discuss the China balloon that's flying across the country. A lot of odd stuff coming, folks, about that. Maybe we should start with that, but we'll get that in a minute. But it's kind of odd to me that a balloon would just fly. And China said it was an accident, but it's kind of odd that it gets over the country and no one even says anything about it to us here. But anyway, let's go to some news. And when Melody gets here, I'm sure Todd will say she's here. Miami Border Patrol sector breaks annual migrant apprehension record in 4 months. I never thought of Florida as being a border state, but I guess in Gulf of Mexico, I guess you can consider that, I suppose. The border crisis expanded to Florida in recent months as officials in the Miami sector report a massive increase in migrant landings. During the first 4 months of the fiscal year 23, Miami sector agents encountered more migrants for the entire year, fiscal year 2022. In 4 months, folks, they were already higher than all of last year. We are being literally invaded and being destroyed financially, not to mention crime-wise and everything else. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Paul Ortiz tweeted that since the new fiscal year began on October 1st, 2022, Miami sector agents apprehended more than 4,400 migrants who landed on the Florida coast. This is more than the 4,009 migrants apprehended in the sector for all the previous fiscal year. Since October 1st, agents have responded to 246 migrant landings and encountered over 4,400 migrants in Miami sector. We've increased personnel and continue to partner with the federal, state, and local agencies to deter, detect, and interdict these legal maritime attempts in Florida. Like I said, I never thought about being a border, but it is, as far as Gulf Mexico, it is right on the border, I guess, in that sense. But they're calling in state and federal and local agents to try to stop it. But what are you going to do with them? That's the question I wonder. What are you going to do with them? And another problem, of course, is Texas. 42% of last week's known border crossers in one Texas sector got away. Now, let me repeat that. 42%, almost half of last week's known border crossers in one Texas sector got away. More than 40% of last week's known border crossers in the Del Rio sector simply got away at the U.S. interior. Nearly 8,600 successfully avoided apprehension during the past 2 weeks, according to a Border Patrol official. Del Rio Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens tweeted a weekly recap revealing that of the 10,160 known border crossers, apprehended migrants plus getaways, 4,297 got away without being apprehended. Agents took 5,863 migrants into custody. Folks, that is a huge number. We're talking about 10,000 in a week. I mean, past 2 weeks, 8,600 avoided being caught. The ones being caught aren't being shipped back, and no, really no consequences to speak of. How much can we absorb? How much can we absorb of this? Mexican cartel nets 100,000 for smuggling three Chinese nationals into Texas. See, folks, they're not just Mexican and South America coming in. They're coming all over the world. Three Chinese nationals were encountered crossing the border, and the South Texas Border Patrol agents and Texas Department of Public Safety of Highway Patrol troopers. Each reportedly paid Mexican cartel smugglers $35,000 to be ferried to Mission, Texas on Tuesday. Gee, $100,000. There's big money in this, obviously. But does it concern, do you think it concerns anybody that will have any consequence that can do anything about this besides the local officials that were being invaded from every country in the world? Mel, you're not joining us yet, Todd?
I am here.
Oh, she is here.
I am here. I was trying to make little noises in the background because I didn't want to interrupt your article. Hi.
Oh, hi. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Hope you've had a good day so far.
I did. The computer didn't want me to join you, though.
Oh, well, okay. That's okay. I mean, we're doing the best we can. I didn't have any markets updates ready, but let me finish this last article on immigrants, and we'll get to the markets. How's that sound?
Okay, you got it.
Now, Melody, I'm just sharing this. I mean, we just read that smugglers got over 100 grand for bringing three Chinese nationals in the country, and 42% of the border crossers in the Texas section got away. They weren't even caught, and now Miami's sectors along the coast have already, in the last 4 months, intercepted more than they intercepted all last year. We can't do this forever, can we?
Well, it seems like that's what they're hoping for, that they can do it forever.
And you know, I actually got two more articles here to share. But NYPD officers removed migrants camped outside Manhattan Hotel. New York City Police Department officers were forced to clear border crossers who had refused to leave the Watson Hotel in Manhattan after being asked to move from the luxury property to a mega shelter at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. I said cruise, like in ship cruise. As Breitbart News chronicled, the mostly single adult male border crossers bused from Texas and Arizona. Let me repeat that now. The mostly single adult male border crossers. Had refused to leave the Watson Hotel after the city initially placed him there for free. No, they weren't free, darling. Somebody's paying for him. Activists with the border crossers demanded that the new arrivals be placed in the vacant luxury apartments all along the city billionaire's row paid for by the New Yorkers. Mayor Eric Adams, in a plea to the border crossers, issued a video message this week trying to entice him to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal, detailing the mega shelter's warm rooms and healthy food options. Late on Wednesday evening, local media reports NYPD officers, as well as city sanitation workers, cleared the migrant encampment in front of the Watson Hotel. The border crossers seemingly trashed the area after spending the last few nights on the sidewalks. Of course they did, folks. They have nothing to lose. They're not going to go to jail. They're going to have free housing and board and free medical care, and I'm going to prove that right now. Migrants arriving on buses to cost New Yorkers more than $4 billion. Border crossers arriving on the buses from Texas to New York are expected to cost New Yorkers more than $4 billion over the next 2 years, according to new estimates. Since the spring of last year, close to 50,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City. Now, one more time. They arrived in the sanctuary city. New Yorkers, you asked for it. You voted people in office that want them. You pay the tab. So, since they arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City, sent on buses mostly from Texas, although Arizona has also sent a few thousand. In November 2022, an estimate from the Independent Budget Office found that the steady arrival of border crossers would cost New Yorkers at least $850 million. Sources close to Mayor Eric Adams' office now revealed to local media that the cost estimate to New Yorkers is closer to $4.2 billion for the fiscal years 2022 and 23. That cost estimate includes what it would take to, listen to this, Melody, this is what it costs to take to clothe them, house them, educate them, and provide medical service to border crossers arriving on a weekly basis to the city. So, gee, Melody, they clothe them, they house them, they feed them, they educate them, and take care of them medically. Why would they want to leave? It's like a pretty good deal to me.
I know.
Maybe we should go to
maybe
New York.
Maybe we should go down to Mexico and come across the border and pretend
that's
we're...
an idea. I mean, I don't know if anybody else out there. Maybe I'm just a hard nose, but that makes me angry. And they keep on coming because no one does anything about it. And it's not going to stop as long as they reward them from being here. And they can't tell me that this is not part of the plan. Obviously, they want these people here for a reason, or they would stop it. Do you agree?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and neither side, the Republicans or you know, certainly not the Democrats nor the Republicans, you don't hear any peep out of the, well, once in a while you hear a Republican come out and say, well, yeah, you know, it's pretty bad, but what do they do? I thought McCarthy was going to take all of them down there and have their meetings down there on the border. I don't think he's done that.
No, he hadn't. I don't think he's tried to do anything yet, as far as I know. I don't know about that, but I haven't heard anything about it at all. But I do know that there's a representative out of Kentucky. That's a different topic. I'll get that in a minute. You go ahead. I'm getting ahead of myself.
What do you want me to go ahead with?
The market reports.
Are you ready for me to do that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready. I'm just sitting back. I'm going to take my nap now since you're late. Go ahead.
I had a real issue with my computer. But anyway,
I believe you.
And I really don't even want to do this market report. I really don't. They whacked the precious metals today. They literally whacked them. You have gold down almost $50 today, down 2.5%. $1,865. Silver did a little worse, almost down 5%, 22.41. Platinum was down almost 5% at 982. Palladium was down 2.5% at 1,702. And of course, the dollar was stronger by 1.24 at 102.98. Crude oil got hammered 2.74 to the downside at 73.14. The paper markets today. Let me get to the paper markets today. Where are you? Remember that program, Car 54? Where are you?
Oh, yeah.
The Dow Jones.
A long time ago. Yeah.
The Dow Jones was down 127 points at 33,926. S&P was down 1%, 4,135. NASDAQ was down a little over 1.5% at 12,006. Europe was a mixed. Asia, it was mixed. 10-year yield, 3.52. So that did increase up 0.128. Even natural gas was lower by 2.65% at 2.391. And the culprit, and when I was looking for that market report, I lost my sheet. Here we go. Oh, don't you hate when that happens? The U.S. economy on the jobs report today came in at a ridiculously high number. Non-farm payrolls increased by 517,000 for January. Almost three times the Dow Jones estimate of 187,000. The unemployment rate fell to 3.4%. Now, this is the lowest since May of 1969. So this is a, you know, in some degree, you always want to have good numbers, even if they come from, you want them to be real. But this is not reality, folks. Not when you're looking at everything else. Hey, just take a look at the construction, the housing market, and everything else. The weather. You know, all the reasons why you should have a lower number in January was totally ignored. But do you think that has anything to do with Biden's staff of the State of the Union next week? Do you think? Do you think maybe he can do a campaign State of the Union? Is it a coincidence that we've had this strong of a number? You had leisure and hospitality had 128,000 new jobs. Professional and business services, 82. Government was number three at 74,000. Healthcare, 58,000. Retail, 30,000. Construction, 25,000. Transportation and warehousing, 23,000. Social assistance, 21,000. Manufacturing, 19. So where does the leisure and hospitality come in January? We had some pretty cold temperatures in January across the nation. California was pretty wiped out with some flooding. Three huge storms. So the places where you normally do go in the wintertime. So the only place that would possibly provide that many positions would be Florida. You know, the Southeast, did they provide that many leisure and hospitality? But in most states like Florida, they're even all year long. I mean, yes, their winters do increase and it gets hot in the summertime, so they probably pull back a little bit more in the summer. But I'll guarantee you they already had their winter employees come November and December. I'm sure they didn't wait until January. I don't know, Butch. It was a pretty interesting report. And are you still there? Butch?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just reading the figures that you're saying and following what you're saying because one thing, you just, as you mentioned already, very few production jobs on that list.
None at all.
And
basically,
74,000 government workers. Well, yeah, that's a job. I'll count it's a job. Guess who's paying their wages? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's a job. I'm not saying they're not working, but they pay into the tax base, but somebody's got to pay them their wages. So actually, you take that off. They're working, yes, they're going to work, but that is being fed off of you and I. So,
well, I mean, it's. But did they? That's a lot of increase.
Yes, it is.
When we have a government that has a problem with their debt ceiling, they didn't pull back at all.
No, they didn't.
So, I mean, and then we had Jerome Powell increase rates a little bit, talking about. What was that? I think that's time for the music. Oh, it sounded like somebody was crying over this report. We'll be right back. Oh, what an intro into our break. Stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And heading in the break, we were talking about the jobs report today that really just affected the commodities markets, 517,000 for January. And it's just like, you know, I think we're going to have to start having a BS Friday because that is just hogwash. And again, I really do believe it's for the State of the Union coming up next week. McCarthy will be there for the first one. And, you know, it'll be, you know, I think McCarthy should tear up his speech like Pelosi did to Trump's, you know. On his State of the Union. So, you know, and again, what's changed? We still have the same issues. And if the issues aren't worse, we still have. So what's changed? Now, this number just kind of puts, you know, it makes the Fed in the next month, they're going to come out and they're going to have to be, it's going to be another 75 basis point. It's going to have to go back to there instead of the quarter. Because how is all of this jobs, you know, that's going to be bad for inflation. If you believe that it's the consumer's demand that's pushing the inflation, it's not. It's our monetary policy. And, you know, I don't know if you have this report, Butch. U.S. credit card debt jumps 18.5%.
Coming up here. Yes, I got that coming up.
And hits a record, almost $1 trillion.
Yep.
In the fourth quarter.
Yep, I got that. That's amazing. That is amazing. And that's, we'll cover it in a minute because that's takes a bit of time to cover this one because that just shows the consumer is really hurting keeping the bills paid. You know, that's all there is to it. All this baloney about job numbers increasing. Oh, this gave them the benefit of doubt and say, okay, they increased, okay? But people still can't pay their bills. That's why the credit card debt's going up. So we'll cover it in a minute, but that's the point, Melody. Okay, so they got more jobs at McDonald's or whatever. People still can't keep up with the bills. So they try to make everybody think that everything's just as rosy and as nice as it can be, but it's not. But I would like to cover this issue. I'm sure you probably looked this too and thought, gee, what? Suspected Chinese spy balloon found over in northern U.S. I mean, really? As big as three buses? And they didn't catch it till it got to Montana? I mean, gee, we must have some really great radar out there somewhere.
I know.
Suspected Chinese spy balloon found over northern U.S. The U.S. military has been monitoring a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that has been hovering over the northern U.S. for the past few days. And military and defense leaders have discussed shooting it down out of the sky, according to U.S. officials and senior defense official. The United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continent of the United States right now. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder told NBC News, "We continue to track and monitor it closely." Okay, just let it come on across, boys. Just track it. Once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information. Okay, Okay. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, can you see us putting a balloon over China that's the size of three buses, them just saying, oops, hey, somebody goofed. Just let it go on across. You know, anyway, China says suspected spy balloon over U.S. skies is a civilian airship. Chinese authorities said Friday that they suspected Beijing-operated spy balloons hovering over the central U.S. airspace was in fact a civilian airship intended for scientific research. China's foreign ministry said in a statement that westerly wind had caused the airship to stray into the U.S. territory, describing the incident as a result of force majeure or greater force for which it was not responsible. The airship comes from China and is of a civilian nature, used for scientific research such as meteorology, according to a Google translation of a statement on the foreign ministry's website. Affected by westerly wind and with limited self-controllability, the airship seriously deviated from the scheduled route, it said. China regrets that the airship strayed into the United States due to force majeure. China will continue to maintain communication with the U.S. to properly handle the unexpected situation. A civilian airship. Maybe they do it all the time. I thought the dirigibles went out many years ago, Melody. I may be wrong. But this next article to me makes more sense. Dry run, balloons called up delivery platform for a nuclear EMP attack. High altitude balloons, such as the one China has floated over mountain state military bases this week, are considered a key delivery platform for secret nuclear strikes on America's electric grid, according to intelligence officials. Spy balloons used by Japan to drop bombs during World War II are now far more sophisticated and can fly up to 200,000 feet, evade detection, and can carry a small nuclear bomb that, if exploded in the atmosphere, will shut down the grid and wipe out electronics in many a statewide area. The threat of balloon-launched electromagnetic pulse attacks was warned about by Congressional EMP Commission and inside the military several years ago. In 2015, a report from American Leadership and Policy Foundation, Air Force Major General Dave Stuckenberg, one of the nation's leading EMP experts, wrote extensively about the threat balloons carrying bombs pose to national security. Using a balloon as a WMD or WME platform could provide adversaries with a palette of altitudes and payload options with which to maximize offensive effects against the U.S. A high-altitude balloon could be designed, created, and launched in a matter of months. There is nothing to prevent several hundred pounds of weapons material from being delivered to altitude, he added. That to me makes more sense. Maybe this was a dry run. I don't know. But I'm having a hard time disbelieving that balloon just all of a sudden veered off course and because of westerly winds, and the U.S. didn't even see it, took out over Montana. That to me is a bit hard to swallow, Melody. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe I'm just being too melodramatic here. I don't know. But they're not going to shoot it down. They're going to let it slide on across. They're going to let it go across the country like nothing going on. But I got to ask, what if we had one of our balloons flying over China? What kind of uproar would that make? And could it be something practicing for an EMP attack? You know, we've heard about those for years now, and they could happen. Everything today is electronic. If EMP went off, your whole house is shut down. Electricity go out, cars wouldn't run, cell phones wouldn't work, nothing would work. If this happens, folks, we'd be taken back into the early 1800s. And people would go bananas. They go nuts. They couldn't buy, they couldn't sell, they don't raise their food, they go hungry. No, but there'd be no light, no electricity, no power, no nothing. Melody, that could be a disaster, couldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it really is odd that it got as far as it did, and it's like, really? You know, of course they might have known it and they would have been tracking it, but like, why wouldn't you do something about it? And you know what? To me, it shows again how weak this nation is. Because if anybody was in strength, they would have done something to it. You have Blinken that was supposed to go over to Taiwan.
Right.
I think he canceled his
You did.
Visit. And so, you know, not that he should be going over there to begin with. And we saw all the stuff that was going on when Pelosi went with her son. So, I mean, what business do we have going over there? to begin with. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
And then they're just letting it fly by.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to let it go. I mean, it's just like, really? That's the best you could do? It's ridiculous.
What if they would have had something there like that on the? What if they would have had that on there?
Maybe they didn't. That's why they couldn't shoot it down.
That I was going to say. I was going to say the same thing. That may be the problem. Or I don't know what else to say. I mean, what if it would have been? They really couldn't have shot down very easily because it would have caused a lot of problems, obviously. But what would they have done? How would you counter it? I mean, are our defenses
It's kind of hard
bad?
To shoot it down with, you know, maybe some concerns of the people underneath.
Well, I understand that.
You know. The other hand, this is Montana where you have a lot of open land. You could still kill cattle and so forth. I get that. And that's, you know, a bad situation. But if it's a balloon, I don't know.
Well, are we so bad on defense that we didn't see a thing coming as big as three buses? And we can see, supposedly read a license plate from space for the satellite, but we couldn't see that coming?
I don't know, Butch. They lost an airplane. The Malaysia airplane, they can't find that. It just went off radar and can't find nothing.
But isn't it amazing?
But yet
they
can track every other airplane in the whole world. You can go to the website and you can see exactly where every flight is.
There's something odd there. I just don't buy the scenario.
And actually, it was actually reported by a passenger commercial plane.
Gee, that'll make us sleep well at night, I tell you. At least sleep comfortable in your bed at night, folks. You're well guarded. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I just had to add those comments there because to me it's
I know, that is kind
scary.
Of fun. That is kind of funny. You know, but it isn't funny, but it's scary, but it's one of those, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, yeah. How can it be possible today, in today's society, where they can track your car where you go with OnStar or your cell phone, how come they can't find a balloon in the sky that's the size of three buses? I don't know.
Well, maybe technology just isn't as advanced as what they tell us it is.
I don't even know where to go with this. I mean, I guess we're just about beat to death, but it just doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't feel comfortable with their explanation, and I think a lot of people probably don't either, but that's what we got. Yeah.
I'm going to do this story real quick here before you go on because
sure.
I can't. I saw it just on Fox News this morning. I checked all the other stations and I didn't hear anyone reporting on it. Maybe they have and I just missed it and so forth. So I'll give them that credit. But there was a New Jersey Republican councilwoman that was shot to death. And you know what? If this was a Democrat councilwoman that was shot to death.
Yes.
It would
yes.
be on 24/7. Number one, they'd be calling for gun control. They'd be calling and so forth and whatnot.
It'd be racist, too.
And you know, she was she was 30 years old. I believe she was Sayreville, New Jersey, Republican Councilwoman Eunice Dunfor. Was shot to death outside of her home on Samuel Circle in the Parliament section of the borough Wednesday evening. She was found dead and alone in her car by police. They revealed no motive for the killing and no suspects. They've held no press conferences and refused to answer any questions. They also declined to state if a suspect had been identified or if the public was in danger. FBI officials are also in the case but have said only that they are aware of the incident and they are working with all the partners in order to find more. She was a 30-year-old married mother of a 12-year-old daughter from a prior relationship. And she was elected to the council as a Republican in November of 2021. So, I mean, where's the rest of the news on this? You know? So I thought that was important to
It is
share.
Important. It is important. Yeah. It makes you wonder. And it is sad. If it had been a Democrat, like I said, it had been a racist move. Another right-wing, whatever they want to call us. But to your credit card story, because I think it's too important not to get into. It really is important. It's a sign of the times in this country that people cannot keep their bills paid. I just got noticed today, by the way, that my car insurance is going up. My cars have not, I didn't buy new cars. Haven't changed anything in the policy, but the premium is going up. So they couldn't help it. And I'm sure that's the truth, everybody. Everybody getting the same thing. But, you know, I didn't get a pay raise to cover that this month. But anyway, U.S. credit card debt jumps 18.5% and hits a record of $930.6 billion as the Fed increases tightening, credit card rates jump to record highs. Uh-huh. For most Americans, inflation and rising interest rates are one-two punch. On the heels of another rate hike this week by Federal Reserve, credit card annual percentage rates are already near 20% on average and set to climb even higher. At the same time, more consumers are leaning on credit to afford increasing expensive necessities like food and rent. Now, that is a key, folks. That's a huge statement there. They're having to charge groceries and rent. When you have to charge something that's consumable, because you can't pay for it up front, that's not a good thing because you can do nothing with it. Once you eat the food, it's gone. You can't resell it, send it back, or anything. It's gone. You have to go further in debt the next time to cover it again. The rent's the same thing. That helped propel total credit debt to a record $930.6 billion at the end of 2022, an 18.5% spike from a year earlier. The average balance rose to $5,805 over that same period, TransUnion found, and nearly 20% if you make minimum payments. Really, this is what people don't think about. If you make minimum payments towards this average credit card balance, it would take you more than 17 years to pay off the debt and cost you more than $8,213 in interest. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's phenomenal. That's a half again what you owe in the original debt. And I understand people probably, at least most people probably, are not trying to get them go in debt. They don't want to use credit cards. But they have to use to buy food and pay rent. Those are things that, it's not like buying a new TV or something that you can maybe sell somebody using. These are things that are going to be consumed. You have to have them. You can't do it without food and shelter. And that's what makes it sad. People are not going in debt, I don't think, as a whole, because they want to. They don't have much choice. You have any comments on that?
You know, I do think people go into debt by choice. I mean, certainly they use these, more and more they're beginning to use their credit cards for food and rent. They are leaning on credit, as you said, to afford these things. But Americans are, the American consumer out there is used to not being without.
Well, that's true.
If but they want
being
something.
Being without food, though, being without food is not an option.
I know, but still, I mean, if they want a new shirt, they're going to go get it.
What? I would like to think, you're probably right, but I'd like to think trying not to do that now.
Hold on, we got the music coming on, we'll be right
already.
Back, please stay tuned.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I've got to know if your sweet love is going to say.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul heading into the break. We were talking about credit card delinquencies. And, you know, yes, more and more people are beginning to use them on food and rent. But, you know, hey, even if they was getting better, that number's still going to climb because we're a nation that we consume things. We buy things. So, you know, it's just changing on what they buy. But that number will never go down. Especially with higher rates, higher interest rates. I saw the average was what? Did you mention it? 20%?
20%. Yeah, average.
Yeah. You know, so now, and the delinquencies, they're rising. Subprime lending is increasing. So it's the same game they play, all to the tune and of the U.S. consumer.
And, of course, inflation also adds to the expense, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it all adds up.
You know, they get a double whammy, the higher cost of the purchase that they're paying and the interest.
Yep.
Because that's increasing. So you're getting a double whammy.
You know, I'm just thinking that right before we come back after the break, how professional we are in the radio. Everybody has to know it's you and me because we have nothing organized when we first get started usually. But anyway.
Well, speak for yourself.
Okay, I was late today. I was the one who was late. Okay, I got you. All right.
You were late today?
No, you were. That was the whole point of us trying to get
I wasn't late. It was my computer that I couldn't hook up.
The computer was late. Okay, I got you.
And
okay,
I had to reboot the system.
People have to like us to listen because we have a good time together. We really do. But anyway, we'll move on.
Well, until you make stuff up.
Okay. All right. Folks, she was here on time. I just didn't bring her up in time. Anyway, the pandemic used car boom is coming to an abrupt end. And you remember, obviously, a year and a half ago, car prices are going through the roof, especially used cars. About a year ago, the used car business was a rollicking party. I know car salesmen are saying things are really down now. The coronavirus pandemic and a global semiconductor shortage forced automakers to stop or slow production of new cars and trucks, pushing consumers to use car lots. Prices for pre-owned vehicles surged. Now, the used car business is suffering a brutal hangover. Americans, especially people on tight budgets, are buying fewer cars as interest rates rise and fears of a recession grow, and improved auto production has eased the shortage of new vehicles. As a result, sales and prices of used cars are falling, and the auto dealers that specialize in them are hurting. After a huge run up in 2021, last year was a reality check. Chris Fay, senior manager of Economic and Industry Insights at Cox Automotive, a market research firm, the used market now faces a challenging year as demand weakens. According to Cox, used car values fell 14% in 2022, expected to fall more than 4% this year. That shift means many dealers may have to have no choice but to sell some vehicles for less than they paid. The industry difficulties have been exemplified by Carvana, which sells cars online and become famous for building vending machine towers where cars can be picked up. The company recently reported a quarterly loss of more than 500 million, has laid off 4,000 employees. The last 12 months, Carvana piled up debt. Its stock price has fallen by more than 95%, Melody. The last 12 months, and three states temporarily suspended its operating license after consumer complaints. We think there is a decent chance the company will end up having to file for bankruptcy protection, said Seth Bassam, a Wedbush analyst. They have too much debt for this level of sales and profitability, can't support that debt load, and likely will need to restructure. Now, Carvana was a big deal one time. I mean, you know, I remember years ago, read about this was coming years ago. Tell me they're going to be selling cars, it's a bit like the vending machines. The people thought I was nuts. I said, no, this is for real, it's coming. Well, it did come. But apparently it's failing. They laid out 4,000 workers, and the stocks fell 95%. That's pretty much fell to nothing, hadn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and that's sad, but I think sometimes when things are good like that, people do overextend themselves a little bit. Maybe it's what happened to them. Any comments on that?
You know, no, but you're talking about automobiles, and, you know, this came out earlier about 4 hours ago where the Biden administration is expanding EV tax credits. They're expanding tax credits to boost for Tesla, Cadillac, and others. So they're actually changing. The U.S. Treasury is actually changing the definition of an SUV to make more electric vehicles from Tesla, General Motors, and others eligible for up to $7,500 in federal tax credits at higher prices. The decision follows Musk, the Tesla CEO, publicly criticizing the former standards. So that's all he has to do is criticize the standards, and the U.S. Treasury, our government, goes, oh, well, let's go in there and change this so we can push more of those EVs. GM and Ford also lobbied to change the guidelines. It's unclear how the decision will affect up to 20% pricing cuts announced by Tesla last month that made the Model Y eligible for the credits. So, I mean, they're just going to do anything. The change raises, now get this, the change raises the retail price cap to $80,000 from $55,000 for vehicles. Previously, some or all models of these vehicles did not qualify because they didn't weigh enough to be considered an SUV by the Treasury standards. The credits are part of the Biden administration's $437 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which was approved in August. Under the bill, SUVs can be priced up at $80,000 to qualify for the EV credits. So, you know, they'll just do anything and everything in order to get these EVs pushed. And so now more tax credits available to these huge corporations that don't pay anything anyway on the backs of the taxpayer. So
I may be wrong, but I think these EVs are having a hard time getting a foothold. People are starting to wise up to them, I do believe. They're much more expensive to operate than a gasoline car. It costs more to charge them than fill the tank up. But the battery system, what are you going to do with the battery system once the car dies? Who's going to want the car? You're not going to get anything out and trade in. Because nobody wants it. It's dead. It's no good. It's finished. Unless you replace the battery system, which is about $25,000 average, I think, on the average car, who's going to want to trade cars with you, Melody? I mean, what are you going to do with the batteries? Those things are highly toxic. Where are you going to put them?
I know, and these are from the people that are claiming, you know, to be these environmentalists. We want to clean up the environment. These batteries are worse than tires.
It's ridiculous. Much worse than tires. Much worse.
But now we got both.
Yeah, there we go. We're gaining ground now.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting. It's just like, you know, just another day in the neighborhood.
It is another day of insanity. Mm-hmm. And back to some more news here that I think, and if I do watch once in a while, I watch a bit of Main 9 news. I can hardly stomach because I know I'm being lied to, and I catch them in lies. But anyway, Vladimir Putin's red line will be crossed when Moscow attack bound to happen. And it's going to happen. Moscow is going to be attacked, folks. Putin will not rest on that. Believe me, you're not going to see where tanks make a lot of difference real soon, I do believe. I pray I'm wrong that we're pushing this man to war. Russian President Vladimir Putin has some very big red lines, according to a top mouthpiece and ally, and one of those includes Ukraine directly bombing his Moscow hub. An attack on Vladimir Putin's Moscow hub is bound to happen, according to top Kremlin official. Russia's former Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Fedorov has outlined what he believes to be an inevitable threat that will cross one of Putin's red lines. Speaking candidly on Russian TV, Putin's former advisor spoke about what would cause Putin to turn his invasion of Ukraine into a full-scale world war. He spoke about turning it into a full-scale world war, not regional war, world war. He replied, it's a strike on the command centers in Moscow, a strike, not an attempt. The strike that's bound to happen is going to be a red line. And it's going to happen, Melody. We're going to send missiles that can reach him further into Russia. It's going to happen. You know, our capital is protected pretty much by oceans. It's a pretty long shot from where everybody is. They can reach it, but it's not like they're shooting a few hundred miles into across the border in a different country. This doesn't sound good at all, does it?
No, it does not.
It should really concern us, folks. That should really concern us. And some good news in the way of the funding for Ukraine war. Representative Thomas Massie vows to strip Ukraine funding from must-pass spending bills. Representative Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that he believes he and other conservatives would separate Ukraine funding from must-pass spending bills. Massie spoke to Breitbart News as the United States is preparing to send tanks to Ukraine, a move that Biden has said in March would result in World War III. Let me repeat that. Biden said in March, if we send tanks, it'll result in World War III. We're sending tanks. Wow. The Kentucky lawmaker, who represents a non-interventionist wing of the Republican Party, has long opposed aid in entangling the United States in what is now increasingly becoming a protracted conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Massie noted that Americans have increasingly soured on America's seemingly endless support for Ukraine's conflict with Russia, and now congressional leadership moved to attach aid to must-pass spending bills, such as a continuing resolution or omnibus spending bill. He described this move as abhorrent and despicable for a republic. America so far has provided more than $113 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine. Well, I don't want to even add that. There's nothing else to add that. That's just what it is. It doesn't sound good, does it?
More money, more money, more money.
More money, more money. And I have a good news report I want to give here. We got a little bit of time here, I think, to do that. That's a little bit lengthy, and I want to rush through because I think it's really a good story, Mel. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
McDonald's customer returns $5,000 he was given by accident. An Indiana man ordered a sausage McMuffin at his local McDonald's and got much more than expected. Good Samaritans can be found in most unlikely places, even the drive-thru lanes of your local fast food faves. On January 16th, TikTok user Joshua Vargas shared a video detailing his trip to a McDonald's drive-thru in Elkhart, Indiana, the result in him receiving much more than he ordered. In the now viral clip, which has amassed over 2.3 million views, Vargas is shocked by what he finds in his to-go bag instead of a breakfast, thousands of dollars. Wow. Vargas explains that he ordered a sausage McMuffin from the drive-thru, and when he looked inside the bag the worker handed him, he found their deposit. Now, can you imagine if anyone hadn't took a back how much fur will flew in that job? Gee. After showing some of the contents of the bag, which contains stacks of bills and change assorted in the individual Ziploc bags, a shell-shocked Vargas examines what was erroneously handed to him instead of his breakfast sandwich. Why? There's a couple of $1,000 here, Vargas says, holding up a baggie full of $20 bills. Like, why would they do this? Why would they give this to me? Vargas took to TikTok to share his shocking discovery, knowing that he could easily take the money and leave the McDonald's and workers in quite a bind. But ultimately, he says he knows what he needs to do. You know how bad I want this money? Well, put me in this situation. At least he's honest. Pulling back up to McDonald's, Vargas unbuckles his seatbelt, and before he heads in, he asks the universe, presumably, "Why would you guys do this to me? You know how bad I want this money. Why put me in this situation?" After he walks into the store with his phone camera still recording but pointed toward the ground, he approaches the restaurant with a joke. "You guys laundering money around here?" Vargas says to a worker at the register who realizes he's returning the cash they had been looking for. Can you imagine the panic in that place? Amid all the relieved reactions from staff that can be heard from McDonald's staff, one employee asks if they could give him a hug, which he accepts. Back in the car, Vargas reflects on his good deed. "I cut that short, but they were just all hugging me and thanking me," he says. "And then some folks were crying. Free McDonald's for a month, I guess. When I was driving away, they called me back in. They gave me $200, he says. Smiling, the TikTok ends with Vargas sharing what he believes to be a moral of the story. Be good people. Return $5,000, got $200 and free McDonald's for a month. He says, good trade value and maybe a viral TikTok. So I think that's a really sweet story. The man did what was right. But he questioned, why would y'all do this to me? I mean, I need the money. Why would you do this to me? So at least he was honest enough to say he was tempted, you know. And he could get by with it. How would they know any different? So
that's true. That's
honesty.
True.
Honesty. Folks, wish you was out with that. There's still some good things happening. Do keep your mind as much as possible on the good things. Be thankful for the blessings you have. Be thankful for a place to sleep tonight that's warm. And all these things that we need to be thankful for on a daily basis. Don't take for granted. Melody, it's all yours.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And you guys be safe out there this weekend. And until Monday, good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.